And now joining us on the phone from Westchester, New York, once again, we have yoga teacher Steve Kane. Hey, Steve.
Hey, Mara. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you this evening?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me back on the program.
Yeah, thanks for coming back. It's always interesting when you're on the program. So,
thanks.
So for people who haven't heard you on the show before or don't know you, maybe you can give a little bit of your background.
Sure. I teach at Yoga Shivaya, a yoga studio in Tarrytown, New York. I've been practicing yoga for about 15 years and teaching for about 5 years. And then outside of that, I run a creative communications firm that does a lot of work in medical education, web technology, and I'm a father of a 19-year-old daughter and a 22-year-old son.
Okay. All right. And, you know, you've been on the program, like I said, several times, and we've talked about yoga and how it increases happiness and quiets our mind. And you can talk a little bit more about that.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah, no, I believe that yoga can be a real source of bliss, you know, the sense of developing inner peace. So, you know, while a lot of people turn to yoga because it'll help you get stronger and more flexible and you'll have more balance, I think that having a yoga magazine body is actually just a side effect of the practice, not actually the main goal. You know, for me, yoga is really about learning to cultivate that sense of inner peace, and less about, you know, any kind of outward practice.
Mm-hmm.
And that happens when you connect your mind, your body, and your breath so that you start to feel more integrated. You know, there's more of a sense of being content in each moment, no matter what's going on. So,
Go on.
You got a question?
No, go on.
So, you know, last time we spoke about how yoga can help you disassociate from your thoughts by switching your awareness from your thoughts and emotions to the sensations of your body and your breath, which is incredibly liberating because you can finally free yourself from, you know, what's called the chattering monkey mind, you know, that constant neurotic chatter,
mm-hmm.
which is just part of being a human being.
Right.
So, you know, the more you practice, you start to realize that your thoughts are just, you know, other objects in your field of your consciousness. So there's this sense that, you know, there's this other integrated whole that's aware of what the sensations of your body feel like, the sensations of your breath feel like, but, and your thoughts and your emotions are just other things, you know, that you're aware of. They're not, you know, they're not you. And I think that awareness, that little sense of distance from your thoughts and your emotions can be incredibly powerful because, you know, then you're no longer ruled by them.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other thing that happens is that, you know, you start to, by disassociating from your thoughts and from your emotions, you start to associate instead with this deeper, more centered, more blissful state of consciousness that you feel at the end of yoga practice. So if you've done, you know, any kind of yoga, at the end you usually do some shavasana where you're, you know, you're lying on your back and you're in this kind of deep state. You're not asleep, you're still aware, but you're alert and relaxed. So that kind of alert, relaxed consciousness starts to become the new normal.
Right. And it feels great. But then, what happens when you leave the yoga class and, you know, you get stuck in traffic or you start worrying about, you know, all the things you have to do?
Right. You start, you know, as you leave, your thoughts start to flood back in, your to-do list or, you know, thoughts of the past or the future. And you're back to being a neurotic human being again. So that's actually why I wanted to talk today, which is how do you extend that? You know, how do you extend that sense of inner peace through the rest of your week when you're not in yoga class?
Yeah, so that's a good question. How do we do that?
Well, yeah, I mean, the thing I wanted to talk about specifically is this idea of a daily practice. But, you know, to back up for a little bit, you know, there's been a lot of research recently about how mindfulness practices in general can help reduce stress. You know, they help cultivate the sense of inner peace. They can even reduce chronic pain and, interestingly, increase longevity. So, you know, this stuff is grounded in research. You know, more and more, there's been clinical research pointing to the fact that, you know, any of these mindfulness practices, actually doesn't even have to be yoga. It could be, you know, Zen meditation, are really beneficial.
Right.
But so, you know, specifically a daily practice, you know, I guess it's this idea of threading the sense of inner peace through the rest of the week and helping that become the new normal. But when I first heard about it, like I said, I've been practicing yoga for a long time now. And, you know, when I first heard about it, I instantly kind of put up some barriers in my head, you know, that, you know, it was too hard, just too much work, and that, you know, I really needed an instructor to guide me, that I couldn't just do a practice on my own. But, you know, those things actually aren't true. I've experimented with different forms of it, but it really almost doesn't matter. You know, if you just do a little bit of movement, you do a little bit of a breathing practice, and then you do a little bit of meditation, you know, even if you're only committing 5 minutes a day, it can actually, you know, kind of set a state of consciousness that's, you know, more grounded than if you don't do it. So, you know, this really has become part of my life at this point. And, you know, if I'm rushing around, if I've got something to go to first thing in the morning, or if I'm running late, you know, trying to just squeeze out a few minutes can, you know, actually help me stay grounded as I'm, you know, sitting in traffic, rushing off to a meeting or whatever. And it doesn't need to be complicated. You don't need to, you know, have a big, complicated, sweaty workout or anything. But it does have a big impact on my sense of emotional well-being. So I think it's a really good investment of time.
Yeah, you know, and I think we had this conversation when I was in New York last time, and I really wanted you to come on and talk about it because, you know, since I started having a morning practice, which is, like you said, doesn't have to be like a whole yoga routine, and a lot of times I don't have time for that in the morning.
Right.
But just having something that I do in the morning to calm me down makes a huge difference in the day. So I'm very excited that you're talking about this. And
yeah, it's great that you're doing that. so, yeah, I mean, I guess that's what the offering is. So, you know, just try it for a week. You know, so anybody who's listening, you know, we'll talk about some specific practices that you can do, but see if you can just, you know, dedicate anywhere from 5 minutes to even 15 minutes each morning for a week, and then just see how it makes you feel. And if it works, keep doing it. And if it doesn't work, then it's not for you.
So some people might think that that's really not a lot of time. And how's that going to make a difference?
Well, that's the thing that's really surprising for me is how much of a difference it made. And I probably, my average practice is about 10 minutes. So I'll do, you know, 6 slow vinyasa flows, which takes about 5 minutes. And then I'll sit and focus on my breath and meditate for another 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you haven't been to a vinyasa class, you know, vinyasa flow is a series of movements starting from standing. And you go through a forward bend, a lunge, down dog, and then you get down to your hands and knees and go down to cobra and then back up to down dog, a lunge on the other side and back up to standing. And, you know, do 6 of those you know, slowly and just kind of anchoring your awareness on what your body feels like in the movements. And that's basically the asana, or the, you know, the physical part of this daily practice. And then, you know, after that, we'll talk about some, breathing and meditation practices, but, you know, that's kind of a nice thing to try. And the reason why the morning is important is it just, as I said earlier, it grounds you through the rest of the day. So, you know, I sometimes don't even have time in the morning for that, so I'll do it later in the day, but then I haven't really benefited from, you know, that grounding effect until I've actually done the practice. So once you've started to build up some stress during the day, it really won't have as much of an impact. But if you do it, you know, kind of first thing, then, you know, you get the biggest benefit from it.
Right, right. I mean, it's kind of like I don't have time to eat. You know, if I don't have time to eat in the morning and I skip breakfast and I eat later in the day, it'll satisfy my hunger, but I didn't get the same benefit of eating breakfast.
Well, that's interesting. That's a good analogy. Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right, and I think anyone who's been practicing yoga will, you know, kind of, you know, you start to associate with that sense of inner peace and equilibrium, and then, you know, doing this, you'll find that you can find it a lot faster than you would in class. I mean, I think that that's the surprising part about it, is just really how little it takes. So, you know, if the vinyasa isn't really something you want to do, you can just do some sun breaths or sun salutations. You can lie on your back and maybe do a moving bridge and then do some leg stretches and a twist. There's a kind of a great ancient practice called Dasha Shalana, the 8 yogic churnings, where you work out all the big joints in your body, which is a standing practice. Again, doesn't really take that long. So, you know, do a physical practice that's right for you, and just feel like you kind of work the kinks out and you're ready to, you know, sit and work on your breathing.
Okay.
And then, you know, for breathing practice, you can try Durga Pranayama, which is 3-part breath. First you start focusing on your natural breath, and then you start to emphasize the swelling out of your belly for a few breaths, and then start to add the feeling of your ribs swelling out to the sides as your breath moves from your belly to your ribs, and then add the sense of your chest lifting as your breath moves from your belly to your ribs and to your upper chest. And basically there's a sense of kind of inhaling up and out, and then exhaling down and in. That's a good way of just kind of drawing your attention inwards and focusing on your breath. And there's a Jai Pranayama, which is ocean sounding breath. Just gently constrict your throat like you would when you're fogging a mirror, and then use that subtle ocean sound as a way of focusing your mind. So there's just kind of a washing in and a washing out sound.
Yeah. I learned that technique recently and have been practicing that.
Cool. Yeah. No,
yeah, I really like it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it's something that, can be a really subtle sound. So it's kind of an inward, again, the sense of drawing your attention inward. It doesn't need to be like a, you know, big crash and wave sound. It can just be really something that only you can hear. And then there's Nadi Sodhana, which is alternate nostril breathing, which is supposed to help balance your thoughts and your emotions. There's another great practice called Brahmari, which is bumblebee, which is close your ears with your fingers and you hum. And so on your exhale, you're humming until you've kind of run out of breath, and then you inhale, and then as you exhale, close your ears and hum until you run out of breath. And there's something about that specific practice that's really good at just kind of clearing the static out of your head. That's a good one in terms of like a breathing practice to just get you ready to meditate.
Okay, so this isn't the meditation yet. So what is
not
the
even
meditation?
The meditation? No. So yeah, right. So it works kind of like a yoga class, right? You start with movement, and then you do breathing, and then finally meditation.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that's kind of the journey inwards, is through those three channels.
Uh-huh.
You know, kind of the gross physical body, and then the more subtle sense of your breath, and then finally that still center of meditation when you've got your mind quiet. And then, when you're done with your breathing practice, you shift to some kind of meditative focus. So you could, you know, if you want to look at a candle flickering, that can work. You know, can chant Om aloud or silently, or repeat a mantra. There's a heart opening chant, which is Yam. So just, chant Yam either silently or aloud, and imagine your heart opening. Simple. And then there's the metta meditation, Loka Samasta Sukhino Bhavantu, may all beings be happy and be free. So you can look that up, metta, M-E-T-T-A, but it's this idea of an expanded circle of loving kindness from your loved ones out to pretty much everybody you know, and then the entire planet. So that's another nice kind of heart opening meditation practice.
Mm-hmm.
And then another simple one is just an inhale sat, the thought, or you can actually vocalize sat and ham on the exhale to anchor your mind, which just means I am that. This idea that it's enough just simply to be. You don't need to do anything or be anything else other than
mm-hmm.
you are.
Right. Yeah. Very nice. So is that it? Just 5 to 10 minutes can change your mood for the whole day?
Yeah, that's it. Actually, it honestly doesn't even take that long. I mean, what happens is you start to become more expert at it, so that you can just close your eyes, turn your attention inwards, and focus on your breath for like three long, easy breaths, and you can just kind of recenter. But this daily practice thing, in terms of actually doing a practice rather than just kind of resetting. 5 to 10 minutes. If you want to give it 15, that's cool. But it doesn't really need to take that long at all. It's basically a mini yoga practice. This idea of pratyahara, with withdrawal of the senses, is where, I think by turning our mind's attention from the outside world to the inside world, this is how we start to cultivate the sense of inner peace. Because you're no longer asking, what do I need to do next, but just what do I feel like in this moment?
Mm-hmm.
And it's a practice of, yoking your mind, your body, and your breath together, and tethering your consciousness to the present. Instead of really what happens, for most of us, is that if we're not doing that, if we're not kind of intentionally grounding ourselves with some kind of mindfulness practice, our mind is just going to race off and drag us away from this moment with thoughts of whatever. And so that's really what mindfulness is. It's a practice of awareness with acceptance. This state of consciousness that's, alert. You're not asleep, but you're just in a place of openness and acceptance to what's going on. I think interestingly, when people talk about meditation, you think, well, we're going to just stop thinking, but that's not actually the way it works. The way it works is you start to just accept that you have thoughts and feelings, and you learn to just sit with them without feeling compelled to act on them. And this little distance, you know, this awareness that your thought is just an object in your consciousness, not who you are or a mandate of something to do, allows you to just carry kind of your thoughts and feelings more lightly, and not have
mm-hmm.
them take over your consciousness and kind of own you.
Right. So it's non-judging awareness.
Right. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you mentioned earlier that there's a lot of research about the benefits of mindfulness. So how is doing daily yoga, a daily yoga practice, different than sitting and meditating in terms of the benefits?
Well, right. So, I mean, if you can sit and meditate, you know, if that's how you want to practice mindfulness, that's cool. You know, in some ways, yoga is really meant as a warm-up for meditation. So the idea being that you need to kind of work the kinks out of your body before you can sit and meditate and then quiet the mind. Patanjali's Yoga Sutras, which is one of the founding texts of yoga, teaches the eight-limbed path, and pretty much that's what it says. You know, work the kinks out, become aware of the breath, quiet the mind, and begin to associate with the bliss within. So one of the cool things about this daily practice is, you know, you can achieve that state of consciousness quickly. And, you know, you're also getting, it's good to just move the body. You know, I mean, that's, research shows that too. Like,
right.
Get up from your desk a little bit.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, I found that if I'm, you know, if I'm stiff and I'm going through that vinyasa, you know, I'll hit a certain pose and I'll be like, you know, I'm just going to hang out here for a while. And, you know, there is a real physical benefit for just working those kinks out. That's not, you know, it's hard to, you know, it's hard to have a sense of bliss and equilibrium when, you know, you have a muscle spasm and you're not
right.
walking right, you know.
Right. Yeah, that's true. So any final thoughts on this? This all sounds really great.
Yeah, I would say, you know, it's worth trying the daily practice for a week and see how that works for you, see how it makes you feel for the rest of the day. And then, you know, another way of kind of threading it into the rest of life is, you know, when you're feeling like you're not being mindful, you know, that there's a moment of stress, you know, like you said, you're sitting in traffic or something else is going on. You know, see if you can just take a moment and, you know, you're at a red light, close your eyes, take a few slow breaths, and just notice what your body feels like, what your breath feels like. And use that practice as a way of cultivating the sense of well-being. You know, the more
mm-hmm.
we practice turning inwards, the more that sense of inner peace will become the new normal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's a nice, that's really nice to be able to have that throughout the day. So.
Yeah, right. That's no longer, no longer have stress be the normal, which is, you
yeah.
know, kind of is for most of us, you
mm-hmm.
know, and then it, you can just keep dialing it down and feeling more and more grounded and more content, even, you know, even in moments of stress. I mean, that's one
mm-hmm.
of the kind of interesting side effects of this. You know, if you're, you know, having a really stressful phone call, you know, focus on your breath and just take really long, slow, calm breaths. And you'll just notice that the call won't be as stressful. You know, you want the stress won't stick to you the same way as if you didn't
do that. Mm-hmm. So Steve, if people are in your area in Westchester, New York, and they're interested in taking some of your classes or your workshop, how can they do that? How can they find out about it?
So you can find me at yogashivaya.com, which is Yoga Shivaya in Tarrytown, where I teach. And, you know, I also teach this workshop on using yoga to cultivate happiness. which puts in practice a lot of things that we've been talking about over
mm-hmm.
this series of interviews. You know, if somebody wants to reach out to me about teaching a workshop or you know, anything having to do with yoga, you can reach me at kanesteve@me.com, which is kanesteve@me.com. And I appreciate you talking to me tonight.
Yeah, okay. And if somebody has a group and they want to have you come speak with them or teach a workshop, are you able to do that?
Yeah, absolutely. I think you can tell I'm really passionate about this, so I want to share this with as many people as possible.
Great. All right. And they need to contact you. And, of course, I'll be posting all of this on my web post about this show on my website later tonight, so people can just find it right there.
Excellent.
So thank you so much for coming back on the program. I am re-inspired to do more practices in the morning and to stay consistent with it.
Well, it sounds like you're on it already, so it's great.
Yeah.
And it's always great talking with you. So thanks for having me on.
Yeah, same here. And you have a good evening.
All right, you too, Mara.